Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers. Number 6. The Responsibility of a Connection with God's Work. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, July 6, 1896. Dear Brother Blank, it has been revealed to me that the Lord proves and tries all who have named the name of Christ, but especially those who are stewards in any department of His cause. A connection with the special work of God for this time brings with it much responsibility, and the higher the position of trust, the greater the responsibility attached to it. How humble and sincere the one needs to be who is filling such a position. How fearful and mistrustful of himself. How careful to give all the praise and thanksgiving to God. There is a watcher standing by the side of all those who are filling positions of trust, ready to reprove and convict of wrongdoing, or to answer the prayers for help. He watches to see if the men privileged to bear responsibilities will look to God for wisdom, and avail themselves of every opportunity to perfect a character after the divine similitude. If they deviate from straightforward rectitude, God turns from them. If they do not earnestly strive to understand the will of God concerning them, He cannot bless or prosper or sustain them. Those whom God has placed in positions of responsibility should never seek to exalt themselves or to turn the attention of men to their work. They must give all the glory to God. They must not seek for power that they may lord it over God's heritage. For only those who are under the rule of Satan will do this. But the rule or ruin system is too often seen in our institutions. This spirit is cherished and revealed by some in responsible positions, and because of this, God cannot do the work He desires to do through them. By their course of action, those who reveal this spirit make manifest what they would be in heaven if entrusted with responsibility. Those who will look at human souls in the light of the cross of Calvary need not err regarding the estimate which should be placed upon them. The reason why God has permitted some of the human family to be so rich and some so poor will remain a mystery to men till eternity, unless they enter into right relations with God and carry out His plans, instead of acting on their own selfish ideas that because a man is rich, he is to be more highly respected than his poor neighbor. God makes His sun to shine on the just and on the unjust. And this sun represents Christ, the Son of Righteousness, who shines as the light of the world, giving His blessings and mercies, seen and unseen, to rich and poor alike. This principle is to guide our conduct toward our fellow men. The Lord is the teacher of the highest moral sentiments, the loftiest principles, and no man can deviate from these and be guiltless. It is the highest insult to God's goodness to doubt whether He would be willing for us to impart to others the blessings, spiritual and temporal, which He has freely given us.